Dr. Stanley Custer was brought up as a boy in Kirkwall, and he has many delightful memories of the town and the characters he knew.
Of course, my very earliest recollections of the town always have as their background the cathedral. This great, enormous building had a most strange fascination for me. I can remember one of my earliest recollections was the day on which the memorial to Dr. John Ray was unveiled in the cathedral. I imagine that I must have been about 5 at that time. I went down to the cathedral, half hoping to get in, but I didn't dare to. I was afraid. So I stayed outside, and I could hear the hymns being sung and the service going on in the cathedral. And when I thought they were getting near the end, I came back to near the front door. And as soon as I saw the congregation leaving the cathedral, I dashed in to see this statue. At that time, my great hero was Sir William Wallace. And I had a photograph of the statue of Sir William Wallace in Aberdeen. You know, this fine dramatic accent with the extended hand and the romantic head. And that was my idea of a statue. Well, here was the statue to Dr. John Ray, about halfway up the nave of the cathedral, which of course at that time was clear the whole way, and the parish church was behind a partition beyond the crossing. And when I saw this man, to all appearances, lying asleep with his gun, I thought this was a poor, poor effort. And it fell far short of my expectations.